Well, if I understand your question right, how difficult was it to make that change? And I see it that at two levels. One, how difficult was it for the recipient families to make that change? And how difficult was it for the giving families to make that change? I got no negative reactions from recipient families. Matter of fact, what we found was that they would much rather work to earn and buy those toys that they knew would delight their children than they would stand in a free toy line with their proof of poverty. It was a bit more of a marketing task to help giving the giving folks help them understand why this was important. And what we said to them was, what a child really needs, even more than a toy at Christmas, is an effective parent. And so we want to produce pride and dignity and enhance the role of parents in our community. And for the sale of those toys, we will use in two ways: to employ parents so that they can purchase toys for their kids, and then use that as a tr to fund a training program for unemployed or underemployed parents in the community, train them in retail merchandising, and then move them out into the economic mainstream. So that Christmas gift not only enhances the parents' role, but it enables parents to become self-sustaining, supporters of their family. And that Christmas gift will keep on giving all year long. And so when folks understood that, then it made sense to them. But it took some education for them to understand that. Now, one of the prices that the donor family had to pay, and we talked about this, I said to them, "Do you know that wonderful feeling that you get when you see those kids get all excited by the toys that you bring to them? You know that feeling? That's what I want you to give to the parents so that they have that joy on Christmas morning. That's the extra gift that we want from you."